This is Flight School, a podcast for women who are ready to spread their wings and take flight into their greatest potential. I'm Jen Lafine, a self-doubt and empowerment coach for women, a master teacher, a journaling fanatic, a possible thinker, and a recovering procrastinator who has been right where you are today. I've traveled this road, and in this podcast, I'll share the tips, tricks, and teachings, plus a few treats that helped me learn how to leave the cozy confines of my comfort cave and fly so that you can too. So, are you ready to take flight, my friend? Let's do this. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Flight School Podcast. Before we begin, I want to truly thank each and every one of you who has reached out to me to share your takeaways and thoughts about the show. It means the world to me that my little podcast has touched you in some way. You know who you are, and I thank you. So today we are going to talk about something that has been on my mind a lot lately, taking intentional action. And I want to talk to you about this topic because it applies as much to me as it does to you, and I'll tell you why in just a few minutes. Last week, I put a challenge out to my LinkedIn community and asked them to be on the lookout for tiny procrastinations. These are teeny tiny things that keep getting pushed off or avoided that we think are not a big deal, but when a lot of them get stuck together, they can make a huge backup in our world. It was interesting to me the number of people who messaged me or who left a comment saying that one of the activities that causes their tiny procrastinations is going down the rabbit hole of research. And what I mean by this is getting so consumed by the productive feelings of learning about what we want to do that we never actually do it. The key here is the word productive. Because when we are doing this, we have a very good feeling that we are doing the right thing, that we are spending our precious time learning about what we want to do. That is knowledge that we will most definitely be able to apply to our ultimate goal. But when we think about these things, it is oh so easy to just keep doing them and doing them and doing them. There is always another website that can be explored, a book that can be read, a course or a workshop that can be completed. And while doing these things are great, they also have the ability to keep us stuck in learning or research mode and never take action. And that, my friends, is not helpful. I would venture to say that this is another sneaky move that our primal brain is making in an effort to keep us inside our comfort cave. Research is comfortable, right? We know how to do it. We tell ourselves that it's important and that it's helping us reach our goals. But there comes a point when we have to say enough and start applying what we've learned. When we have to step outside the door of our comfort cave and give it a go. So how do you know when it's time to stop learning and start applying? You don't. Nothing is going to tell you that you've learned enough and it's time to fly. You have to be the one to decide that it's time to go. Because let's face it, there is always going to be something more that you can learn that might help you down the road. But I also challenge you to think about how often you spend so much time gathering data or information that you will never use. And do you know why that is? Because once we start down the road of working on our goals, our journey to success reveals itself through taking action, not just through planning. Sure, you want to know where you're headed, but the steps to get there often develop best organically when you allow yourself to take a step and allow the next step to be revealed to you. Your brain wants you to believe that you need to have it all figured out before you begin, but you don't. You only really need a clear vision of what you want to achieve to begin. Recognize that what you are doing and where you are going is new and uncharted territory, two things that your primal brain hates. Remember, the primal brain's job is to keep you safe, alive, and lazy. So uncharted territory is very risky for the primal brain. My friend, trust yourself to begin and be open to whatever is revealed to you once you do. I promise you, your next step will come to you once you start doing. And I told you at the beginning of this episode that this message applies to me as much as it does to you. And for the past few weeks, I've been researching and learning and reading and thinking and planning for a new coaching and membership community for solopreneurs that I'm starting called the Results Accelerator. Last week, I was talking with someone on my accountability team about my program, and she's been listening to me talk about all the things I was doing to get ready. And she saw my holding pattern and called me on my game. She asked me when I was going to actually launch the program and make it available for people to buy and join. And that question stopped me in my tracks because it made me realize that I've been hiding behind the research of starting this program. I've been spending precious hours learning about how to run a membership program, what I want to include in it, and thinking about my marketing. And that work feels good to me because I feel productive and I'm really good at it. But at the end of the day, this work that I'm doing to figure this all out is not helping people. By not launching it and opening the doors for people to join, there are people out there who are running solo businesses who I'm not helping. So thanks to the urging I received from my accountability partner, I've set a date to throw the doors wide open, whether or not I feel ready. Because remember, ready is a moving target. So on Monday, May 15th, I will launch my new membership and group coaching program, the Results Accelerator for Solopreneurs, and I will welcome my founding members. Now, I'm sure the program will look different on day 30 than it does on day one, but I know that the only way to get there is to begin now. This is called flying, my friends. It's putting faith in yourself, your vision, and the universe to deliver what you need when you need it and letting go of what's comfortable. I can tell you it is as scary as anything, but it's the only way to grow and bring those dreams to life. I'm doing it and I invite you to do it with me. Where do you need to start taking intentional action in your life or in your business? Go deep and find the faith to begin. Remember that the fear you feel is only temporary and will go away once you show your primal brain who's boss by taking that intentional action. Everything you need is already inside you, my friends. Let's go get it. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Flight School Podcast. If you want to continue to receive Flight School lessons directly into your podcast feed, please be sure to follow the show. And if you know someone who could benefit from what I teach here on the podcast, why not share this episode with them and help them out? If you are looking for more support to help you spread your wings and fly, please visit my website at www.jenlafine.com/work with me to learn more. Have a great week, and I'll see you again soon.